Like when you say name of this elephant, it's Shavo. Then when we give them name Shavo, then he knows, oh, he talked to me. If you know Nemo, he can't hear you. But if he said Shavo, he knows, oh, okay, I'm coming. Then you're coming to me. Shavo. Shavo. Okay, Shavo.
I think he really loves you.
Hey. All right, all right. Ah, Shavo.
The teacher asked the student, why don't you brush your teeth? I can see what you had for breakfast this morning. The student said, what did I have? The teacher said, cornflakes. So the student said, you are wrong. That was yesterday. A little boy was praying in the church. Oh, dear God, I have a small wish. Please move the capital to New York. A priest nearby heard him and asked him, why do you pray for that? The boy replied, a question on the exam asked where the capital is, and I wrote New York. Big mistake, huh? A young college student had stayed up all night studying for his zoology test the next day. As he entered the classroom, he saw 10 stands with 10 birds on them. Each bird had a sack covering his head and only the legs were showing. He sat right in the front row because he wanted to do the best job possible. So the professor announced that the test would be to look at each bird on the legs and give the common name, habitat, genus, and species. So the student looked at each of the bird's legs. They all looked similar to him. He began to get very upset. So he had stayed up all night studying all things about birds, and now he had to identify the birds by their legs only. So the more he thought about it, the more upset he got. So he couldn't stand it any longer. Finally, he went up to the professor's desk and said, what a stupid test. How could anyone tell the differences between the birds by looking at their legs? With that, he threw his test paper on the desk and walked out. The professor was very surprised. The class was so big that he didn't know every student's name. So he asked the student before he reached the door, Mister, what's your name? So the student pulled up his trousers. You know already. Show his legs and said, you tell me. Funny, no? Yeah. I don't know if I told a joke already. In case you heard it, never mind, you can laugh, okay? Yes. In a crazy loony house, a new head of the madhouse was inspecting the walls and saw a patient sitting in an armchair and swaying back and forth and always murmuring, Lily, oh Lily, oh Lily, Lily. So the new head, you know, manager, asked the doctor, why is this man mentally disturbed? The doctor replied, Lily is the woman who left him. So the new head went on with the inspection, coming to another ward, in which a man also kept knocking his head against the wall, also murmuring, Lily, Lily, oh Lily. So the new manager asked the doctor, why is this patient also connected with Lily? So the doctor said, yes, of course, he's the one that married Lily. The girl said to the boy, too bad that you failed the test. How far were you from the right answer? The boy said, two seats.
Copy.
A father was examining his son's report card and said to his son, one thing is definitely in your favor. With this test paper report, you could not possibly be cheating. It's too low. He cannot be copying or cheating. At an animal race competition, a donkey was very supercilious?
Superstition.
No. To a leopard.
No.
What is that? Who was very supercilious to the leopard, who had won the championship.
Jealous?
Yeah, perhaps. Let's go to the crowded town to compete if you are really something. Yeah. The donkey said to the leopard. The leopard asked, can you run faster that way? So the donkey replied, of course. Don't forget, my shouting is identical to that of the ambulance. So all the cars will run away now. Okay. They're laughing outside. For weeks and weeks, a 6-year-old had kept telling his first grade teacher about the baby brother or sister that was expected at his house. Then one day, the mother allowed the boy to feel the movements of the unborn child in her stomach. Eh? The 6-year-old was obviously, you know, very amazed and impressed, but he didn't say anything. And then at the school, he didn't talk anymore about the expected sister or brother in the house anymore. So one day, finally, the teacher sat down with him and asked, Tommy, whatever became of that baby brother or sister that you were expecting at home? Why don't you say anything anymore about it? So Tommy was very quiet and then burst into tears and confessed, I think mummy ate it. Coming. Mr. John had been elected chairman of the workers' union for 4 successive sessions. A new reporter came to interview him. Chairman John, would you like to talk about your feeling of succeeding? Mr. John smiled instead of replying, pointing at the vegan hamburger on the table, suggesting the reporter to eat it. Oh, he felt very honored, so he ate it immediately. And after that, Mr. John told him to eat another vegan hamburger. So the reporter also felt very privileged. He gulped it down right away. And after that, Mr. John told him to eat another vegan hamburger. And so 4, 5, 6 of them. So the reporter say, okay, you didn't tell me about the feeling of succeeding, no? So Mr. John said, you already experienced it. Overload, huh? Ah, man. Keep going. Are you okay still? You still have enough the juice to laugh, yeah? The librarian told a little girl, please be quiet. The people next to you can't read. So the little girl said, what a shame. Oh, I have been reading since I was 6. Capisce, huh? A teacher said to the student, number 29, stand up and answer this question. Number 29 said, "No, I can't, sir." The teacher said, "Say what you do if you cannot." So number 29 said, "I sit down." "If you cannot stand, then I sit down." The teacher said to a student, "Really, Johnny, your handwriting is horrible. You must learn to write better." So Johnny said, "Well, if I did, you would be finding fault with my spelling." A teacher asked the student to make up a sentence in which there must be the word sugar. So Lisa said, "I'm drinking big milk tea." And the teacher asked, "Where is the sugar?" Lisa said, "In the big milk tea." The teacher, "What is an emperor?" Johnny said, "I don't know." The teacher said, "An emperor is a ruler." Johnny said, "Ah, sure, I used to carry an emperor to school with me every day." A ruler. One day after an exam, Johnny asked his friend, "How was your exam?" So Peter said, "I submitted a blank paper. What about you?" So Johnny said, "Me too, God. Will the teacher think that we copied each other?" Some plants, the teacher said, have the prefix dog. For example, there is the dog rose, the dog wood, the dog violet. Who can name another plant prefixed by dog? So the little boy shouted, "I can." Cauliflower. Collie is a kind of dog. A collie is a dog, type of dog. And you guys don't have dogs, that's why. I can tell. You don't know every dog type, huh? Collies. You know, like Lassie? Yeah. That's a collie. Yeah. Qua?
A sheep? A sheep dog?
Yeah, collie shepherd. Yeah.
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.